Earlier this week, NASA unveiled a series of images taken from the James Webb Space Telescope, launched on Christmas Day last year. The telescope is the largest optical telescope in space, and its greatly improved infrared resolution and sensitivity allows it to view objects too old, distant, or faint for the Hubble Space Telescope. To get the reaction of astronomers and scientists to these images, Amelia spoke to Professor Richard Easter from the Department of Physics at the University of Auckland.
Oh, I was just blown away. And I mean, it's been a 20-year wait. It's a huge saga. It's been, you know, there's been politics, there's been, you know, budget overruns, there's been hearings in Congress. Took way longer than everyone hoped and thought it would when it started out. And so, you know, you've got that long delay and lots of things going wrong, and then it launches, and everything that's happened since it left the ground has been absolutely flawless. And just, you know, seeing the realized promise in those images of what we can expect over the next 10 and even 20 years is just mind-blowing.
The images we saw were pretty spectacular. What kinds of things do these first images from the James Webb Space Telescope show us?
They show a vast range of things. You know, they have galaxies, you know, the very edge of the visible universe, through to sites involving the birth and death of stars in our own neighborhood, relatively speaking. And so there's a vast range of things here, and the properties of planets that orbit other stars in ways that we haven't been able to previously obtain. So pretty much everything that you want to do in astronomy is going to be helped in some way by the James Webb Telescope. For me, you know, my big passion is understanding how the universe as a whole, you know, began and evolved. And so I've been looking, you know, mostly at the deep field pictures, the pictures of distant galaxies, but you know, other colleagues are going to be excited about other things.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about that deep field picture. I know it's pretty hard since we're on radio. Could you just try to explain what we're seeing in that image with all those bright flecks and all that?
So there's one image in particular, the one that was released first in the press conference with Joe Biden, and that shows what's often known as a deep field image. It's a tiny amount of the sky. It's the giant story they were telling in the media was that it was, you know, a grain of sand held at arm's length. But what we're seeing is a huge cluster of galaxies. So our own Milky Way, you know, the Earth and the Sun live inside of a galaxy of about 100 billion stars. And the universe itself is full of maybe a trillion galaxies. And so what you've got is got a big cluster of galaxies, and then you've got all of these tiny galaxies that are further out behind it. And when the light from the distant galaxies travels towards the Earth, it's actually bent by the gravity of the big cluster of galaxies. And so we see these little arcs where previously roughly, you know, round galaxy has been smeared out into a line on the sky. And we can learn all, you know, beyond just seeing, you know, sort of gravity happening in extreme circumstances, we can learn all kinds of things about the way that galaxies grow and evolve by looking at that image or images like that.
So for the uninitiated, what's the difference between the James Webb Space Telescope and the Hubble Telescope?
That's a great question. So the James Webb Space Telescope is first bigger, and so the bigger a telescope is, the better able it is to gather light. So a telescope's basically a bucket for collecting light. It's a bigger bucket. Secondly, it can see finer detail. The bigger a telescope is, the more detail it can make out. And the last and perhaps most important thing is that its sensitivity is to infrared light. It's an infrared space telescope. And so that can't easily make it through the atmosphere, so we need to go into space to see it in detail. And on top of that, the Hubble telescope doesn't have that sensitivity to that spectrum of light. So light that, if we could see infrared, it would be beyond the red part of the rainbow if we were looking at, you know, but our eyes are only sensitive to a certain range. And so this is light that is sort of redder than red, if you want to call it that.
So how long are we expecting the James Webb Space Telescope to be collecting data?
Well, the original promise, I think, was maybe 5 years. You know, when you design a mission, you know, you build, you know, like we need to do, you know, this is an absolute minimum. But they did the rocket that lifted it to orbit did a very precise job of establishing its position in space. It actually orbits the sun. It's about four times further away from the Earth than the moon, and it keeps track with the Earth as it moves around the sun. So it's in a distant orbit from Earth, and it was delivered so precisely that maybe it has 20 years' supply of propellant. So we're hoping to get a decade or 2 decades worth of data out of it.
So did these images give you, astronomers and scientists, insight into anything in particular that you weren't so sure of before?
The big news from these images, I think, certainly for me, is more about that it demonstrates that the James Webb Telescope is going to live up to its promises. But, you know, just seeing this, it's actually not the images so much, but it also has a spectrograph that you know, splits light out into its component colors. And we can look at that and we can, you can look at that and you can tell what atoms, an object that's emitting light was made from. And so there's one image that was sort of released kind of to the side, and it shows the spectrum of a galaxy that whose light was emitted when the universe was almost 10 times smaller than it is today, 13 billion years in the past. And it tells us what that galaxy was made of, and the clarity of that data is just just something that we never had before. And so for someone who's interested in how galaxies form and evolve, this is just beautiful, just gold. And we're going to have tons of information like that over the coming years.
So this project cost around $10 billion. Is this just a small price to pay for the wealth of knowledge we've received now and into the future?
I think so. I mean, the price was, it wasn't meant to cost that much. So there's been, in fact, the community has sort of promised that we're never going to have a blowout like that again. Certainly in the United States, it changed the way that that these projects are managed. So there's a politics story in this. But it's $10 billion. Its running costs are much smaller than its development costs. So this is money that will be spread over 20 or 30 years. It's not just the United States. There are contributions from European countries and I think Canada as well. So this is humanity getting together and to build its best chance to look at the sky. And so the total cost is ironically relatively small when you spread it over a lot of people and over a lot of years. But it's expensive. But we think in terms of the being able to understand and see the world more clearly and to understand our place in it, it's very hard to put a price on that.
That was Amelia speaking to Professor Richard Easter from the Department of Physics at the University of Auckland about the James Webb Space Telescope.